This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has achieved the highest ever growth in indigenous defence production in 2023-24 since the launch of the Make in India initiative, reaching a record of 1,27,000 crore rupees. Defence Ministry said the value of defence production has surged 174% increase from 46,429 crore in 2014-15. The ministry said once dependent on foreign suppliers, the country now stands as a rising force in indigenous manufacturing, shaping its military strength through homegrown capabilities. The defence exports have also surged from 686 crore in 2013-14 to an all-time high of over 21,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, marking a 30-fold increase over the past decade. The ministry said the government has introduced several measures to improve ease of doing business in the defence manufacturing sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited inputs from citizens for Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani that will take place on 30th of this month. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his happiness on getting a wide range of inputs for this month's Mann Ki Baat. He said these inputs highlight the power of collective efforts for social good. People can submit their ideas and suggestions to the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has announced that the intensified TB elimination campaign will now be expanded to all the districts in the country. Earlier, the campaign was implemented in 455 selected high-priority districts. Addressing the World TB Day 2025 summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda said, nearly 13 crore people were screened for TB and more than 7 lakh new cases were detected during the 100 days intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Our correspondent reports that over 1 crore 51 lakh TB patients are receiving treatment under Pradhan Mantri TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Ajay Seth, a 1987 batch IAS officer of the Karnataka cadre, was designated as the new finance secretary yesterday. Seth is currently the secretary of the Department of Economic Affairs in the Finance Ministry. An official order issued by the Personnel Ministry said the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved designated Seth as the finance secretary. As per the convention, the senior most secretary in the Union Finance Ministry is designated as the finance secretary. In an effort to de-escalate tensions in the ongoing Gaza conflict, Egypt has put forward a new proposal aimed at restoring the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, according to the reports. The Egyptian plan introduces a phased approach to hostage release and potential withdrawal, suggesting Hamas release 5 Israeli hostages each week. Under the proposed framework, Israel would implement the second phase of the ceasefire after the initial week of hostages releases. Security sources reported that both the United States and Hamas have expressed agreement with the proposal, while Israel has yet to provide a response. The comprehensive plan includes a detailed timeline for the complete release of hostages, coupled with corresponding timeline for Israel's full withdrawal from Gaza, with the United States offering guarantees for the agreement. In Nepal, the foundation stone was laid for the construction of the Sri Nepal Rashtriya Secondary School multi-purpose building at Dulu Municipality, Dai Lake, yesterday. The school is being built with the Government of India's finance assistance at the project cost of 39 million Nepali rupees. A release from the Indian Embassy in Nepal said Sri Nepal Rashtriya Secondary School multi-purpose building is being built with the Government of India's Nepal-India Development Cooperation Grant. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Kerala, Ladakh, Gilgit and Muzaffarabad during the next 3 days. It has also forecast light to moderate rainfall over Uttarakhand on 26th and 27th of this month. In the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 1 wicket in the last over thriller at the Y.S. Rajasekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.